I find this mindfulness practice is a more accessible, open way of stepping back from a situation and gaining a sense of perspective. Often, in a crisis, when we're under pressure, the stress can be overwhelming and we feel unable to act without reverting to what's known or familiar, even if that's anger. But just because it's familiar doesn't mean it's helpful. For example, I might tend to over-rely on memory when I'm performing a new task, whilst forgetting to adapt to changing circumstances. Or, when I'm in relationships, I may judge or react to people I love based on experiences from past relationships. As well as choosing to play it safe when I need to take a risk when an opportunity arises. Making such decisions can be fraught with anxiety and lead to errors or preconceived outcomes, so we tend to rely on a narrow vision of what's possible, making binary choices or relying on black and white thinking, when we actually need to pause and reflect on our true options. Being right or wrong isn't always the best strategy. For this reason, I would like to recall a metaphor that seems fitting here. I imagine looking through a prism and watching a ray of white light refracted through a triangular lens into several different waves of coloured light, each one representing the colours of the rainbow. This helps me realise there is very rarely one version of the truth, or that life is rarely characterised by decisions that are as simple as right and wrong. There are often multiple truths, many different sides to reality, and a diverse range of viewpoints depending on the position I take. For example, you walk into the office late and your boss stares at you and says, "I need to see you later." Maybe he wants to talk to you about your timekeeping. Maybe he wants an update on a recent project. Maybe he's just taken an important phone call on your behalf. Maybe he wants to pass on a message from a colleague. But often, you might jump to the conclusions. He wants to shout at you for being unprofessional and is going to fire you. So you get caught up in a cycle of disproportionate anxiety rather than imagine the alternatives. So, you get the idea. There can be many different alternatives to one way of thinking under pressure, and learning this is the purpose of the next exercise. As in most mindfulness practices, begin with your breath. Find your own relaxed rhythm by breathing neither too slow nor too fast, neither too deep nor shallow. Ensure that you are inhaling through your nose and exhaling from your mouth, breathing directly from your diaphragm. This means as you breathe, your belly should push out with the in-breath and pull in with the out-breath. Try at first to focus your attention only on the sound and sensation of your breath. Do this a number of times until you've reached a point of continuity and flow. Once you have found that point of singularity where it works, imagine you are walking in an open space. Remember, this exercise is to teach you to look for multiple possibilities and alternatives for a single conundrum. If you like, it's more of a thought experiment than a puzzle. First, imagine as you're walking along you feel something fall on your head. In your mind's eye, visualize 7 possible causes. Then, when you're done, return to your breathing. Second, imagine as you're walking along, you step into something wet. In your mind's eye, envisage 7 possibilities. Then, when you are done, return to your breathing. Third, imagine you are walking along. You glance at someone smiling. in your mind's eye, try to conjure up 7 reasons why they might be smiling. Then, when you are done, return to your breathing. Finally, imagine you are walking along and you come to a door. You open the door, and in your mind's eye, try to picture where you are going next. Then, when you are done, return to your breathing. This mindfulness exercise teaches you to tolerate uncertainty, change, and it allows you not to seek black and white answers or become defensive, needing to be right all the time, or fix other people's problems, even the ones that can't be fixed. It allows you to appreciate there may be many solutions to a problem, not a binary one. There may be many sides to an argument, multiple points of view, and alternative choices when you're confronted with a complex problem or an opportunity. Remember, limiting yourself to black and white certainties only serves to cause blinkered vision and closed-mindedness.